Subgenius Hour of
Yes, my dear friends, welcome to Subgenius Radio Ministry number 1076. I think that's what it is. It's hard to tell because we're in the throes of time control. Yes, I've been pulling the levers on the Wayback archival tape machines and digitizing ancient epic media barrages and Subgenius convention assemblages, collages, epics. As we delve further into the history of the Church of the Subgenius, the first 100 years, this is being done initially for the ongoing maybelogic.org online course, but it is also being done for the grander glory of a later book, a DVD set, I suppose. And yes, we've been learning so many things that we forgot, and so many more that we never knew. It's interesting and inspiring to hear the fervor of the early doctors. And in this particular episode, friends, we're going to slide back in time into an admixture of the 1982 World Subgenius Convention in Chicago, where the head was launched, where the church was taken over by the women, the Connitites, and in fact, the head was launched onto the roof of the building next door and then rescued later from the wino's nest by Buck Naked and some poor retarded girl that he had picked up that weekend. Friends, it's exciting, it's deadly, it's dangerous. It actually was dangerous, and it's surprising that so many of us survived. Quite a few didn't. And so, let us pull the lever and go back, now into the past.
When will you believe?
This is Doug Smith, radio operator. I'm going to bring you a piece of that green cheese for sure.
This tape is copyright 1982 by the Subgenius Foundation.
The first step is that you make the art. The second step is that you mail the art somewhere. And then you destroy the art in the mail. Claim it on the insurance.
6KR, 5 stars. It's come now to us. He's given us the true wisdom.
Make the art, destroy the art, claim the art, and you will make much more on that art piece than you would have in any other way.
Don't you think it would be a good idea for you to turn the radio on?
Yes,
if you'll turn the machine on.
Well, it is a beautiful world out there, all right. Take, for instance, the city of Chicago earlier this month. It was filled to overflowing with Wookiees, Warlocks, and Japanese robots as thousands flocked to the annual World Science Fiction Convention at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. But at the cheaper hotel across the street, a group of people too weird for most science fiction fans to comprehend were holding a little convention of their own. These wackos call themselves the First Church of the Subgenius, and they include, in their, to say the least, eccentric membership,
What do they believe in? Everything. Who do they believe in? A mysterious character named Bob.
I'm sorry I haven't time for social obligations.
There is another world.
Who are they winning souls for, Satan or Jesus?
We are not, then, alone in our battle.
Indeed.
The rise and fall of Atlantis, the erection of the pyramids and other monuments seen here, which no slopeheads could build alone. Oh, here they are now, the miracles of the Old Testament. And all these
Bob,
and more events are so inextricably interwoven in the invisible background war between Jehovah and the Axis.
Here we see Conan the Barbarian.
Yes, it's true.
I work at night.
The Subgenius Convention is in a hotel in Chicago at this very moment. They cannot get into the hotel. It started off as an innocent convention. It has turned into the last holdout of the Subdini.
We're taking over these mics. We've got both heads in custody. Both heads! Can we get these people? We're not getting
this. This is a patriarchy!
No! We have the heads! Until we get all nine demands, both heads are not returned to this room.
No heads for nobody!
Shut that music off!
But you feel so down all the time. Well, people, you don't have to worry. The job is land. Send your money and all is over. Don't worry, it's adjustable. Well, people, you can forget your sins, forget your troubles.
Bloody head of Arnold Palmer has come to redeem us.
And I'm here to say that I don't want any more of beer. Beer. This next convention, we have tequila, gin, vodka, mixers.
The bloody head of Arnold Palmer is the only thing that matters. The bloody head of Arnold Palmer is all that we can comprehend.
And there's the head. I can see it now. A moment of supreme power. Okay, you're doing great. We're standing over the head now, and I just picked it up by the neck. I'm holding it up. Would you give it a kiss, please? She kissed it. She kissed a forgotten head that nobody else wanted. All right. She patted its head, scratched its hair. We have a forgotten head! It's ours!
Astrid Buck-Naked places the pipe, the sacred Bob pipe, the white frock-edged Bob pipe in there. Lips of the head of the great golfer.
The sacred flame.
As the tiny Dobbs looks on the calm contemplation, Dr. Honeycutt lights the fire.
Doctors for Bob shall be as one, and they shall leak their minds, and doctors for Wotan shall emerge victorious. Doctors for Bob shall become one and all, and all in one power. And the individuals make up the separate alignments which be in yet together. Doctors for Wotan shall align themselves to become one all for body.
It cries.
While you're defacing the false head, all the time the real head, the original bronze head, which has been in my bedroom since eighth grade, has been here. You're all damned. You're not gonna burn. You're gonna burn with spikes through your eyes. Only the true head can be launched by a non-tremendous, non-steed worshiper. And you ain't gonna have the lips of Gail Burnett. You're gonna have to launch the head.
The problem becomes one of mission. The sleazy reality of the present subcon has, I'm afraid, sunk the entire group into a morass instead of a prophecy crusade. The Church of the Subgenius was an order of scoffers and blasphemers dedicated to total slack, delving into mockery science, pseudo-futuristics, megaphysics, scatology.
Got the picture? No? Well, let's try it again. The Church of the Subgenius is the single most important organization of the 20th century.
Well, there's one now. A person asking somebody to kill him now. Don't Don't forget the launching scene here of the bleeding head of the World Cup golfer, a sacred relic long in the possession of Tanner Hypercleat.
There's something wrong with the machine.
Yes, I know, Doug. The Megafist Temple Lodge was... Sit down, Doug. Sit down. The Church of the Subgenius in Little Rock, the head was temporarily captured in mid-81 by a rival band of Trevinoists, worshippers of the false pretenders of the World Cup, and the Palmer Trevinoist War still rages at this very moment. In fact, we have heard conspiracy rumors that the head might be, at some point during the convention, kidnapped by rogue subgeniuses. You think John Kennedy was killed? Why do you think he went to Dallas?
Well, so it seemed.
He needed to join the church and disappear forever and become a drunk living in Dealey Plaza. It was the only way to gain his freedom.
It seems
a small price to pay for losing your groceries in the high noon sun of Dallas.
As my thoughts swing upward and inward.
I was born again, and Bob made sure I died again, and now I've been born a third time. Born thrice.
So the rumors were true.
By the women. By the women.
What'd you have to do to him?
Praise Barbara.
I think he's dying. I've changed the prop again. No telling what kind of dimension we're going to find ourselves in when our eyes clear from all this coughing.
The drug, I think.
Yeah, it is. I feel my head expanding.
Try to sit down. We're probably still just in the corridor.
Oh, where are we?
This is the bathroom.
Yeah, oh, big bathroom. Who's
can't
that?
Can't tell. It just changes. Look.
Look at that.
That's the slap squad.
Hey, that's the slap squad, isn't it?
I can't talk. I'm trying not to talk. I can't help it. Oh, what's going on?
Are we back down in that control room sequence?
It's the drug.
I know it's the drug.
You hear that music?
I don't hear anything.
You don't hear music?
No, I hear voices.
Focus on Bob. Try to imagine that your body is made of syrup. Count backwards from 83. And then... You may now take your pill.
It reflects what we're feeling. Try to relax.
Okay. They're not shooting at us.
No.
This is all the drug, right?
Uh-huh, this is the drug.
This is all just
this is the drug.
Are you sure?
I am.
Who, you ask, who is J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Who is J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, see, what you gotta understand is, like, Bob is not super intelligent. In fact, he's a complete fuck up. But every time he fucks up, he makes $1 million.
Restricted area. If you need
to join us,
man,
send it to the drug. Speaking of the drug.
Oh, this is a restricted area.
This is some of that. This is the most technicolor crop I've seen.
If you get the Dobbs Town in time, it will happen there, and you won't want to miss it. Here, I know that, Frank. We've been singing that song for the last 10 years, but it can happen here. In fact, while you weren't looking, it did happen here.
You may risk becoming a weird Bob.
At this point, we go to the Subgenius Convention. We are live now. If you'll watch the monitor, you will be seeing Guy Duell, Doug Smith, and assorted other Subgeniuses speaking. We can see them there on the floor.
Even though we kill the parts you don't need.
There have been rumors that the conspiracy wishes to interrupt the proceedings here.
Not all brains.
We hope that there will be no such interruption. The Subgenius heads are now answering questions from the floor.
Right, exactly. They're trying to cover. They didn't want us to know about left and right brain to begin with, because
or the forebrain, or the hindbrain.
These are the assorted holy doves.
Oh, we just recently found out that Exus do have four brains. They have four brains that can work.
This proof is available in the rear of the convention area.
They revolve. They
up and down as well.
Rotate.
Nobody's talking. You go back to sleep.
That's why they do not. So that's in their physical form, which resides on planet X at all times. But that's it. We're not wheeling and dealing with them. That's what Bob's for.
Why defeat them when you can
make a deal? Holding up one of four brains of the aliens. He has a brain encased in lucite that is in the left of the world.
We're talking
the left
about
of his brain, that is an alien brain that he has hold on.
It's going to make on our behalf, you know.
Whatever. Mom.
Without there's Bob, President Zandi in the background asking for his mother or father, but they're so involved in the present problems that they do not see his home.
Just like the Indians trading everything.
Here come the tiny subhumanous elves marching around in the back of the stage. They're the ones in the funny colors. Oh, they're gone now. They disappeared just like that.
Bob has slack.
Answering questions now from the floor.
Bob has slack, and even the elder gods
Dallas Doug Smith
have trouble getting slack.
Yeah, they can't fight that.
We are, in that respect, we are equal to the
Guy Duel using one of his rifles to push a...
That's the part of God that's in every man that you read about in the Gnostic scripts and everything.
Like
that subject
his window, holy thing like that
is slack.
The battleground of the gods is in us. Right. I mean, the gods are fighting out.
Seems that somebody has thrown a tape he didn't like through the stained glass window in the Church of the Subject.
The rebel gods against the elder gods.
But that thing could be replaced in just a moment.
Another two heads. There's a second, a tiny head and a big head.
No, with the head, that is the false head. The only real head is the bronze head. Sure, you can be, you've been bowing down to a false prophet.
Those lucky enough to be fated to be in Doctors for Odin, me, Doctors for Bob. Consider yourself thrice blessed, for it shall be your salvation.
God, that was just one of the most violent drug sequences I think I've ever had.
Look at that. No, it's just fading right back in.
All the body parts are just dissolving.
Just, yeah.
That's amazing.
And then you just stand. Look at that. And always, there's look, not and, anybody around.
And it's not even all gone yet. We still got some here.
Uh-huh. I think I know just what to do with that.
Well, look, what about these girls you keep telling me about that Bob has, you know, just all kinds of...
Well,
all kinds of little groupies and everything. I mean,
something's happening here. The women have
taken over these mics.
Somebody's taking over.
Both heads and cutting.
God, dissident subgeniuses have just taken over the convention. A group of women have just stormed the stage. They are trying. They are trying to take over the. They've stolen the head.
Until we get all nine demands, both heads are not returned to this room. No heads for nobody.
It looks like a group of women have stolen the bleeding heads of Arnold Palmer and are now.
Two audience mics.
They're reading their demands.
Bob Jockstrap.
Bob Jockstrap.
Male sacrifice. Male sacrifice. Round of chili dogs. No head, no head! Dig a Bob.
Look out!
Tag pack of 12-year-old dancing boys.
That request surprised Doug Smith so much he crashed into the side of the convention hall.
Male panel members! We have the head! No head! No head, no head! No head, no head!
Has happened in the motorcade.
Yes,
something,
I believe I can see Arnold Palmer showing up.
You mean he's alive?
Something did happen. No, he's not alive. Temporarily.
I'm most honored at this point to say that we will be going to camera one on the floor live, and we'll be catching the decapitation of Arnold Palmer.
This is Arnold Palmer. Hi, golfers.
Thank you.
illusions, all illusions.
That is Buck.
Wait a minute, hold on, friends. Bob said before this convention started, he said, if any of these cheap bobbies, these immature, pit-eye, pinks, bland, subgenius types come out here and blaspheme my sweet name, then pee on my head.
The officer early this morning helped out all the way through that
booking.
That they would like to have you come on over.
That's an alien skin.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Those are worth, I mean, well, they
there's
don't
no
prize
on them, yeah. Yeah.
Nobody knows about it. Look at that.
Good thing
these
they
old
don't.
Malaysian guys just
lost in time.
That chief has like 16 different navigational computers.
Sterno said you guys were going to build a catapult, but I guess that didn't happen.
Who was going to carry it?
Who knows? That's another plan, like Wellman's. Cardboard limousine for Dealey Plaza.
Yeah. I am a smart distraction and have amazing memory as great as other people of the huge subgenius.
I'm going to give one of my video. I might give all the
boys. They have this thing where they give, they cut their memories off.
Yeah, no more sweetness and light coalitioning, man.
Yeah.
The only answer is hot lead. Eat hot lead or kill me.
Yeah, right. Well, when they say or kill me, that means you're going to die.
That's it. That's what it really means. You know, when Taylor says, open the door or kill me, you know, you better
try to kill me while I'm protected by the mark of the code.
Has Jane ever showed you that sort of stigmata on his back where the blood spattered?
Oh man, I've seen Jane leave Jane's body. I hated that thing really existed.
Yeah.
I've seen him go flopping around on the ground and have little things run out of his mouth.
I've seen helicopters, like full one foot helicopters fly around his head.
Just little furry ones.
Calling doctors for Bob. You're wanted in the doctors for Bob operating room. Calling doctors for Bob. You're wanted in the mind transference center. Doctors for Bob, ear lobotomies performed cheap. Doctors for Bob, new from the Doctors for Bob show, available only from the Doctors for Bob. We now present Doctors for Bob. Doctors for Bob, you're wanting it in the Smith-Jones reality wrap incision vision room.
Doctors for Bob,
you're wanted in the tornadoes coming room. Doctors for Bob, you're wanted on the electrical band-aid. Doctors for Bob, you're now available in the contact lens reality distortion center. Doctors for Bob.
You want to talk money. Everybody wants to talk money. God.
Right, with this we're faithless.
In all the time Dolphin has played, it is unlikely that we have ever had a champion or a foal who can figure the chances out so well and was so little afraid of taking them. Will Arnold Palmer decide to take a few chances in politics?
Yeah,
will
Arnold
he use the skills that he has in that kind of a career next?
Follow the mouse.
That bleeding head, the isness of the head, the isness and the oneness and the allness and the whole beingness.
Well, Janer is sprinkling whiskey on the guy.
Yeah,
he's covering the guy with his drink.
Absolutely. He's rubbing it in his genitals.
He's got the
bud. Yeah, he's got the prop juice. He's running the prop juice around the man's being anointed.
Look at that. Listen.
Falling, and when the head is falling, then I say, ha ha ha.
No head, neither head.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have anything else to go on screen right now. We have to keep these people on screen. I know that you're amazing.
No head, neither head. No, both heads.
Oh, now Sandy is upset. President Sandy upset in the background, crying, attempting to scale the head. 19,000 foot head. The entire convention has been disrupted by this renegade group. This has to be as amazing as the attempted assassination of Bob late last year. Groups are becoming unmanageable. Now the cities are together.
Trying to tell one head from the other at this point. There's heads everywhere. I mean, we've got no leadership at all.
Right.
Yeah, bleeding you head, can well imagine this is the usual situation.
Right. Bleeding head, well, good. Heel head,
giving up. We're just going to see if we can break these loose and get them into the Gulf, the whole state. And go.
Well, is there?
There'll be a record inside, a little record, so that you can play it and hear the songs. And the prayers and the beautiful rituals and hymns to Bob and the screams.
See. And there will be proof of UFOs and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, what about the SubCon 2 that was held recently in Chicago? Could you tell us exactly what happened with the bleeding?
Oh, yeah, sure. The World Subgenius Convention 1982 was held in Chicago, and the bleeding head of the World Cup golfer was launched. Arnold's face spun through the air and landed on the building of the roof of a building next door. So the world won't be coming to an end this year, and summer will last a little longer, although I think it's already over. But the problem is, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the women of the Church of the Subgenius overthrew the patriarchy. It's like, I don't even know why you're talking to me. You ought to be talking to the great mistress dominatrix, someone else who's downstairs in her throne chamber of extra meditation waiting for me to fix her a cup of coffee.
I see.
Seriously, the women overthrew
the
patriarchy of the Church.
We showed that on film.
At this point, it's all just a sham. I mean, us popes and high-end predictables can pretend all we want, but
you have the panties.
She's got a babysit tonight, you know what I mean?
I see.
Tony's panties.
Well, how has the Church changed then due to this new development?
I couldn't place himself.
I mean, the day-to-day life of the Church.
Dad and Barbara is taking command.
I see.
Bob's not really dead.
He just
because you can't kill that which
he's now running in the back of the limousine.
Flames, but
hey, I
know it's real confusing on this end, just as much as it is on your end, as you can well imagine.
It's always been that way. If you'll notice, one of the first gigantic shows that we had there in Dallas, the first one we put on, Jackie was not hit, and yet Jack was. Of course, we in Puzzled Evidence have the actual photographs of Jackie being hit. She was, of course, hit, and there was an argument between people in the car.
Yeah, as I understand, she was climbing getting onto the back of the car to make herself a better target, that noble, noble woman.
No, she was scrambling for a piece of her brains, which were shot out in the melee.
And see, she got her brain, but we didn't.
Dallas is a friendly town, and we'll try to cooperate with the snipers here. We need the trade. We need the people coming in. And, of course, the hotels are all set up now. You don't have to use school book buildings, warehouses, anything like that. You can work right out of your hotel room.
And I just want a note to local callers. We do see that you're on the board right now. It's just that we want to complete this satellite call while the satellite's in the arc, and we'll get to you as soon as possible.
Yeah. Oh, hi.
Thanks. No.
Yes. Oh, we have more people there. Hello.
From Dallas.
This is who from Dallas?
J.R.
Oh, hello. How are you doing, J.R.?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, Doug, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we've got a conference call here.
J.R. wants to talk to you.
J.R., go ahead and speak to Bob.
Bob, how you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, you said Dallas was a slow town.
Slow?
No, nice little town.
Yeah, Dallas is a nice little hamlet, yeah.
Dallas is a money town. I want you to know that.
Money.
Well, we know that. And
why do you think I'm here, Daddy-O? This is the money town for any religious cult worth its salt. I'll tell you that.
Next year, I think they'll be called the World Subgenius Party, because the Subweenies have pretty much given up, I believe, according to spokesman on the organization. That's the maids, the hotel maids here in the Radisson. Bob just walked by just a few seconds ago. We didn't get him on camera. I understand. That is to be expected, but... Oh, they're talking. Yes. There's Bob.
No matter where he is, no matter what he's doing, 2 hours of exercise every day.
Bob's new health clinics are coming out pretty soon. I think we should be seeing them in most major cities. You've already seen the ads. The conventioners are in the background, some fighting, some having fun. Almost all of them drunk, inebriated in some way. Yes, so far the convention has been much like the first convention for the 15th. There seems to be no, here we are on camera 7, you can see some of the rituals starting up. Some of the reporters. Not all of the reporters have the security clearance that I do, being as I am a publicity manager for Doctors for Bob.
How about that's heavy?
Okay, here's a good question. This is real heavy. Jerome Palmer taught his son to be more than just a good golfer. A good golfer also had to be a certain kind of man. In high school, for example, Arnie learned a very important lesson. He missed a shot in a junior match. He was very, very angry. Arnie's face turned red and he picked up his glove and threw it over in a bunch of trees.
Everyone who is observing us has fled.
They weren't listening to the words. That's the problem. Yeah. Don't pay attention.
They think they've got to get in some damn hell ritual musical rhythm, and they don't listen to the words at all. Oh, hell, their mind's on dancing.
They want to dance. Else.
They
that's
don't
exactly
want
it.
They want to move their damn feet.
Beer dancing.
Beer
your
dancing.
Modern day sex.
Generation. Oh, yeah.
Faithless. No faithless
universal
generation.
Creation. Uh-huh. Self-genocide.
They have to see a miracle for proof. They demand proof.
I demand the Bob demands that we create those miracles.
Yeah!
Bob can stop the aliens from killing me. Bob can save me, but will he?
Don't count on it, Buck. Bobby, Dobsy, 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 Dobs.
What is waiting there for me?
Bye.
S O D's alphabet. It's alphabet. Doctors for Bob, you're wanted in the Mind Incision Transplant Center. Doctors for Bob, you're wanted in the Nuclear Radiation Pickup Truck Zone. Doctors for Bob, you're wanted in the 11th Hot Dog Eat Meat. Calling Doctors for Bob.
Look, they got the flaming pipers ready. They're getting him right up to the edge of the fight. Their sterno is, look, Jainer is going like, man, I want really to tape in this later.
This guy, of course, really thinks he's going to be shoved right in. That's going to be it, right?
Okay, they put his head down on the block. He's got his golf clubs. He's got his iron. He's holding the iron in his teeth. This is dangerous.
This really is. Oh, look, he's putting one hand in his pocket.
Lord, like he does, like it's real.
I do this every day.
This is the first time he's ever had American clothes on. And now Sterno raises the huge scimitar. That thing must be 7 feet long. And they're building to a fever pitch.
It's got lead shot inside to make it go down faster.
They're saying right now, they're saying healed head, bad, bleeding head, good. Golfer must die.
Golfer must die.
Oh, look
what
at that.
That was beautiful.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Now he's got, he's holding up the head. It's bleeding, see?
Oh, it's still,
okay, he's putting it back on.
Bleeds, there we go. It bleeds on. They're carrying the body off. They do throw the body into the pipe. They look, it's bubbling.
It's bubbling. There you go.
There goes the body.
All recycled back into the ecosphere. That's a neat thing about subgenius religion.
Look at that. You can see in the little mirrors.
There he goes. Sterno really swings a mean scimitar, and I like that. I like the way he carries it in a guitar case. I think that's a real nice touch.
Traditional style.
There we go. He's holding the head up. It's still bleeding.
It will keep bleeding.
It will bleed for until it needs to be done again. And once the dolorous stroke is administered one more time.
One more donor. All we need is torsos.
That's it.
Can't use your brain to think about your religion. This is the law. That is the law. What is the law?
You go home, and your mother's at the door. And your mother looks up, and she says, I don't care what happened. Where's the rent? What were you doing, smoking pot again? And you think you've lost it all, and there's no place.
That sex hurt stuff, too.
That's real. Sex hurt? Hell, these people think sex hurt means tying them up.
Hell no.
And you don't know what sex hurt is. Misunderstanding, reading meaning into sex
don't
hurt.
Know
it means
nothing.
What it says. Sex until it hurts.
Do it till it hurts, man. And praise the church. And praise Bob.
I mean, it's simple enough. You can understand that. Love them. Love
anybody
one another
can understand
until it hurts
that.
Until
you don't have to go to school to understand that.
To get a little sore, you know. Oh, the fact that you go to school and they take it away from you.
Too much
is always better than not enough.
You got a back. Then you're sure locked into faith as you did.
Got a backslide, then front slide, then
side
slide.
Church,
Let go all the way and down, fall completely.
Slide into home.
If you want to avoid temptation, go at it. Fornicate like your very life depended on it.
By the way, I have a lot of pills. And if anybody'd like to take a pill, I'd like to give them a pill right now. Come up and be anointed, friends! Well, now these are Dobbs-type pills, and that means that each one's just got a slightly different grain to it, and each one will hit you just a little different, too. Oh, friends, he's getting ready! He's got the pill in his mouth, friends! Go, 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 go! Oh, yes, friend, another soul saved for Bob! Yeah. Oh, yes, friends! They're rolling in the aisles! They're having a spiritual experience at your expense! Oh, yes!
Jesus has taken pills in church. As it says in 9 our Ecclesians 5:6. Jesus has taken pills in church.
A little girl timidly crept up on stage, walked over to me, and handed me a magazine article. And the title of that article, ladies and gentlemen, is God's Dead.
Hallelujah!
No! Blasphemy! Blasphemy!
If you think Bob is dead, just ask Connie.
Go on. Get out of here. Bob's dead. It's true. He's dead, sure.
My God!
My God! We're sitting here talking to this.
Lies like that. Bob's dead. Is Bob dead? Is he?
No.
Is he even a little sick?
No.
Well, maybe a little. No. Yes. Yeah. Kill Bob. As it is written in the book of Bob, kill Bob, Ecclesians 5:7. Jesus did take pills in church, and it did kill Bob. Heal head. Healed head, bad.
Bleeding head.
Filled head, good.
Yay, bleeding head, good. Yay!
Sears catalog head.
Bad.
Marine Catholic nun choir head.
Viral pneumonia head.
Bleeding good head, Arnold Palmer.
Good. Healed head, bad. Bleeding head, good. Healed head, bad. Bleeding head, good.
Healed head, bad. Bleeding head, good. Healed head, bad. Bleeding head, good. Healed head, bad. Bleeding head, good. Healed head, bad. Bleeding head, good. Healed head, bad. Bleeding head of Arnold Palmer. He's the one for me. Bleeding head of Arnold Palmer. Take a second.
Those messages from the exes said, on this paper, build a church. That paper was a $10 bill. And Bob went out and said, I want my army. I want my army of subgeniuses. So he went to the police station. And he walked in there and he said, how many of you people here will do whatever I tell you? And three-fourths of them stood like this, one step. And he looked at the other fourth who were going, hey, I don't know. You're subgeniuses, he said to them. He went into the Pentagon. And he walked up to him and he said, how many of you are going to stand with me in my army? And they all rose their hands, except for three janitors. And he turned to the janitors and said, why didn't you do it? He said, well, I don't want to join an army unless the war is right and everything. Bob said, you're with me! And a church of the subgenius was formed. Now, this is the fourth time I've ever been on a stage in front of people in my life. And Bob gave me the feeling to do that. And he said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, I got something that makes me want to shout. I've got this funk that like comes over me and shouts all over me. And it says, Mike, these people here are here for one reason, and you are here for one reason, and that is to be funkin', funkin', funkin' with Uncle Bob. You better dance. Thank you.
axle part. A fiendish grin spread over his puckish little face as he poured the cyanide into the empty Tylenol bottle capsule and recapped it and put it in the bottle along with all the others. He thought to himself, won't those innocent people with their headache be surprised when they wake up dead 2 days from now? It was the voices in his head.
It's apparently like getting drunk or something. Alright, that was tentatively a convenience. He is perhaps the most picturesque of all the subgeniuses here. He's tentatively has a very high standard of what is not art, and is trying to make sure that the convention itself is killed. If not the convention itself, at least a few of the doctor men, the evil doctors. There he's pumping up his synthesizer. It's an air-controlled electronic synthesizer. Oh my gosh, he hit Sterno! What the hell is playing?
We don't want you to record our weapons.
It is legal around here, roundabout, but of course, wisdom does not depend on drugs. Yay, the sacred herb haverprop zipulop that is found on the graves of the Tibetan wise man in those small white bundles. Well, that's the kind of thing that many, and I don't mean those...
Opium?
The white bundles that you find here in... opium, well, that's getting into golf. There you've got Arnold Palmer, the head of the sub demons.
About whom we used to be apathetic, but now we just don't care.
Right. We'll be seeing the bloody head launching in just a little while, actually. We have a lot.
We have several Arnold Palmer training films, too, for those of you into hardcore rough and green maintenance.
Right. Hardcore rough and tumble Arnold Palmer.
Later on, we'll be having on Video Cam 3, the best out of two of three falls with Arnold himself. Volunteer girls from the audience will be coming up and taking their turns with Arnold.
So why spoil the beauty of the thing for legality's sake? Remember, kids, nothing is illegal if 100 sub-Guinea businessmen decide to do it.
That's right.
And we had that wonderful tape where you saw the young, naked, nubile maidens wrestling with Arnold Palmer's bloody head.
Hotel and nobody knows which. They're in the closet, they're in a sack, and you don't know where. There ain't no bodies here. They're all dead. Go on. No head, no head. There ain't no Bobs here. They're all dicks. Dicks for Bob. No head. No head, no head. Demand no head.
I've been the possessor of the head for the past, since I was in eighth grade. It was originally my dad's head. Dottie came up to me and asked me if she could borrow the head for a minute. And I said, yes. But I say, wait a second. I say, you can have the head. You can have the head. I don't want it. It's a curse. It's a horrible curse that's been with me for the past all my life. That I absolve myself responsibility for the head. The curse be on you. You are the curse of the head.
Lawrence is desperately trying to break up with the cash register where the people have been paying to get in. He's not the only one, but he's looks like he's got a gun. Yes. They're holding him off. They're trying to. Lawrence is convinced. What I can understand. Flores set this up tentatively a convenience. All the violence, the nudity, that was LSD, that was being given away. Buck Naked was giving away capsules with very, very high doses of LSD inside them. We believe it's LSD. I don't think it's the legendary prop. Hold it. We'll have to tune out now.
Is Senator Kinney here for the interrogation?
I guess not.
Well, you guys, this is the panel discussion.
Science does not remove the terror of the gods, especially the elder gods. The gods seem to get crankier with age. More forbidding all the time. More vengeful. More dangerous.
Foot off Bob's head, put your feet on Bob's head.
I got a case of Uzis up in the room, and I figure we ought to load them up, go over to the science fiction convention, and just kill them all.
No, there will be no panel peeing. It's not in the schedule. Nasty doctors. Those doctors always talk about pee and gross stuff like that.
Childish
doctors. Doctors for stool examinations.
Stool examinations.
Bone cancer surgeons for Bob.
Species dissection.
Species dissection. Urologist surgeons for Robert.
Exophysicists for Bob. Yodelers for Bob. Zit cream sellers for Bob. Anthropologists for Bob. Baby snatchers for Bob.
All right, the procession has started up. They're reeling. The women are bringing the dead corpse of Sterno Kinkhaver into people are laughing. I can't believe it. They don't believe he's dead. Think this is all a plot.
The Reverend Janor Hypercletes from Little Rock, Arkansas, tried to make it all a little clearer to me with his own explanation of his conversion into the Church of the Subgenius.
They said this jar was my mind, and then they poured it down a sink.
Run that by me again? I don't. What do you mean?
And I predict that our local American doctors will go on strike and be replaced by African witch doctors.
We're splashing liberation right around the world, and we'll die to do it.
Everybody sing of Arnold Palmer, and he can set you free. Bleeding head of Arnold Palmer, he'll stand up for me. Bleeding stand up for me, bleeding head of Arnold Palmer. He'll stand up for me, bleeding head of Arnold. Come on, sing up. How are you going to start this war if we don't sing? How are we going to start this Vietnam War?
It's put the church right down the middle, friends.
It's what the church needs.
The Palmer
it's what the church needs.
Put the church right in twain.
You're talking Trevino. You can just back your card out of here. You're talking Trevino.
I prefer basketball myself.
They say he's a golfer. They call Trevino a golfer. Hell, I remember I was watching TV, 1967 Master Tournament, third hole. I saw him miss a shot about like this. I couldn't believe it. They say he's a golfer.
If this was indeed an extraterrestrial spacecraft with living occupants, it must have been very disconcerting for them to cross millions of miles of space only to be hit on the head with rotten orange.
Subgenies, right. That's
Subgenies are genius, yeah. They grant wishes.
Well, kind of, yeah.
Subgenius.
Yeah, the right question.
Yeah, or they give you spells, or they can bring on problems like sickness, world problems, death, drugs, pain, perversion. Or they can occasionally go out and just get spaced out and dingy, as the young people say today.
By 1950, some of these characters were beginning to spin their stories of fantastic conversations with alleged space people. Some of them expanded the stories to include alleged rides in the UFOs.
Bob is trying to bring the end of the world correctly, you might say. He's trying to make it the end of their world instead of the end of the world. Because if the conspiracy is still in charge when the Exits land, they'll snuff us like we would shoot a dog that's been hit by a car on the side of the highway, bleeding to death. Whereas if Bob can get to him first, maybe he can, being the saint of sales, he's going to be wheeling and dealing the fate of the Earth with these beings that are so technologically advanced, they've gone beyond technology and they're more like gods. They wiped out the dinosaurs on a picnic 63 million years ago, which was about the same time that they planted the seeds of the human race and the subgenius race, which are, by the way, two separate races. Once again, the main point
that's
is
the
slack.
Reverend Ivan Stang talking there, a more vocal member of this weird cult, who I interviewed slack. In his hotel room in Chicago. Sure what well, whatever means, else they may be, the subgeniuses are clever sleight-of-hand artists. In the midst of my conversation with him, he demonstrated something called time control by suddenly throwing me back to Berkeley, California, sometime last year.
I think the most important thing that your listeners need to know is that the Church of the Subgenius is man's only hope for slack in these coming end times.
That's exactly why we're here in Berkeley tonight.
Yeah.
Now, what is this fabled slack whence of you speaketh?
Slack, Bob, is slack, I guess you'd say, is the absolute and total absence of any stress whatsoever. It's the highest state that man can try to reach in his spiritual or carnal quests. So we're here to spread the word of Dobbs, which of course is the main path to slack that the people need.
If the last 50 years made such a change, just imagine the New York of 1980, when everyone has a number instead of a name, and the government tells you whom you should marry. Just imagine, 1980.
Things are completely out of hand here at the convention. Mass panic rolling, heaving. Now the security forces are attempting to clear the hall.
I want to thank the ladies for one of the best moves that has brought this convention back to life. Is the sex head war.
But you cannot get away from this power. Just listening to what I am telling you now can be the turning point in your life.
Hello, hateful one.
You will die. You will die. All he needs is somebody who'll die.
That's horrible. Yeah, well, a decapitation is usually necessary to join the church, to find yourself within the church.
But once the head is lost, the head is found.
That's right. Bleeding head good, healed head bad.
That's right. That's the Arnold Palmer cult theme for those golfers out there who may be interested in the Trevinoist theory of lawn maintenance and green tending. We'll tune in later for a live broadcast from the 14th hole of the Pebble Beach Golf Course.
But now back to you, Doug. Differentiate between the live Arnold Palmer, the Trevinoists, and the Church of Vic Morrow.
Oh,
indeed.
Somebody will die.
I myself killed some 15,000.
We will discontinue the interview to check the quality of the recordings.
We'll switch you to the 16th tee, where we'll show you in slow motion Arnold Palmer, U.S. Opium Champion.
Somebody will die.
And everything else is at subgenius.com, because this is the Hour of Slack, and it's the Church of the Subgenius, and our new official post office box, well, it's the old Cleveland Heights post office box. The Texas Austin office had to move, so now we're at post office box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. www.subgenius.com.
Where's that bucket? Is that bucket, Jones?
Turn it.
Just get off our fucking green, motherfucker!